The Mishnah is Baba Basra. We're up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Benois Tzlovchod, the daughters of Tzlovchod, not lo shloisha chalokim manachlo." When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they complained to Moshe, and Yeshua gave them three different portions in Eretz Yisrael. How did they get three portions? Chelek avihim. First of all, they took a chelek, a portion, because of the father Tzlovchod. Or Tzlovchod died in the Midbar, and he left over no sons. He only had five daughters. So the halacha is, when you have no son, the daughter yashins. So therefore, chelek avihim. The bnei Tzlovchod, they yashin the portions of their father. Shoy im yaitzei Mitzrayim, because their father Tzlovchod was a yaitzei Mitzrayim, went out from Mitzrayim, and now Mishnah holds that Eretz Yisrael, even though later first when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael b'shas Yeshua, that's when they actually gave them the portions, but the Yerusha went according to how many people left yaitzei Mitzrayim. Like whoever was 20 years old when they left Mitzrayim, those were the ones that really yashin Eretz Yisrael. Just their children took over the chelek when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So since Tzlovchod was one of the people that left Mitzrayim, and he was over 20, he had a right to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So even though he died in the Midbar, now when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, his daughters complained they want to take over their father's Yerusha. So they took their father's Yerusha. That's called chelek avihen shohoye im yotzei Mitzrayim. Secondly, v'chelkoi im echov b'nichsei chefer. They also took a portion in their grandfather, chefer. In other words, Tzlovchod was their father, and chefer was the grandfather. Now the chefer was also a Yetzer Mitzrayim. He also had a right to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And when chefer died, who would yashin him? All his sons. So he had a few sons. Tzlovchod was one of those sons. So Tzlovchod had a right to get a portion in the Yerusha of his father Chefer. So that portion that was coming to Tzlovchod, now the Bnei Tzlovchod also took it. And thirdly, V'shehoye Bechor. The Bechor of Chefer was Tzlovchod. Tzlovchod was the Bechor. Therefore Tzlovchod had a right to take two portions in his father's Yerusha. So therefore V'shehoye Bechor Noito Shnei Chalokim. The Bnei Tzlovchod now, they took two portions. Because of their father Tzlovchod, that was the Bechor, in the Yerusha that Tzlovchod would have received from his father Chefer if he would have been alive. So now the Bnei Tzlovchod, they were the ones that were alive, coming into Eretz Yisrael. They took three different portions in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Dalet. Echod ha-ben v'echod ha-bas benachla. Yishno, a son yashins his parents, and a daughter yashins his parents. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about whether a father dies or whether a mother dies. The halacha is, whichever one dies, that the son yashins first, and if there are no sons, then the daughters yashin. Now, this is when a father dies. When a mother dies, it depends. If the husband is still alive, then the husband yashins first. But if the husband is not alive, and then the mother dies, so the same thing, the son yashins her first, and if there are no sons, then the daughters yashin. Ella, what's the difference? Shehaben noito pishnai b'nichsei av, v'yena noito pishnai b'nichsei em. One difference between Yerusha from your father or from your mother is the lach of a bechor. Like this, we know a bechor, a firstborn son, he takes two portions in the Yerusha of his father. That's only when he yashins from his father. But let's say where the mother dies. Again, let's say the father died first. And then the mother dies later. When the mother dies, again there's Yerusha. So even though there's a son of Bechor, he does not take two portions in his mother's Yerusha. He only has like one son. Therefore, let's say the leftover three sons, they all take equally in the mother's property. V'habonois nizoinois menichseyav. That's a takono. Let's say a father dies and leaves over sons and daughters. So the halacha is midiraisa, the sons, the yashin, all the property. And the daughters have no Yerusha. However, there's a takana mid rabbanon and tanaik suba that the brothers have to feed their sisters. For habonos, the daughters, nizoinis, they get fed menichsiyav from the property that the sons yashin from the father. They have to pay their sisters money to live on, give them mezoinis. But v'einam nizoinis menichsiyayim. And a case when now the mother dies, and a son yashins his mother, even though they're also daughters, here there's no halacha that the daughters get mezainis from the nechasim of the mother. The whole nechasim go completely to the son, and the son does not have to feed his daughters, his sisters. Because here there's no tanai ksuba. It's only by a father's yerusha, it's in the tanai ksuba, that the bonus get mezainis from nechsayav. But not with yerusha from a mother. Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer ish ploini bini b'chor lo yito pishnayim. The father says, listen, this son is my b'chor. I do not want him to get a Yerusha of two portions. Or else, ish ploini bini, this person, my son, lo yirash imechov, he should not be able to yashin with my other sons. Is lo yom haklum, what the father said means nothing. Why? Shehisna amash akos of atara. Because he's making a tanai, a condition against what the Torah says, and the klal is called amasna amasha kosa tanai botel, like the Torah says, b'teres yerusha or b'chor gets two portions. Every son has a right to get a portion in the yerusha of the father. So the father says he does not want his son to yashin. That's called lo yom aklum. What about hamechalik nechos of lebon of alpiv? Let's say a father now is dividing up his property when he's alive. Not b'teres yerusha, but stam, he wants to give his sons a present. He wants to give him a matana right now. So that's called hamachalik. He's dividing up the chos of his property, the bonav to his children, alpiv. So the halacha is, ribo liyechod, omiyat liyechod. If he wants to give more to one son, he has a right to. If he wants to give less to another son, he has a right to. Vishpro lehenes abchor, or he made the bechor get an equal present, just like any other son, devar of kayamim. These dvarim are good, since the father is not saying it b'teres yerusha, he's only saying it b'teres a present. As a present, when he's alive, the father could do what he wants. What's going to be v'yim oma mishum yerusha? That's what the father says clearly, but he wants this to work as a yerusha that the b'chor should not receive too, or that the one son should not receive. Then layom aklom. Then again, it's considered nothing because he's being masna mashkos b'teres. Kosav bein batchilo, bein b'yemtza, bein b'soif mishum matano, dvar of kayomim. Whether he said at the beginning, or said in the middle, or said at the end, that he wants to give the Tzpateros a matano, then dvar of is kayomim. In other words, even though he also said a lashon of a Yerusha, but since he also stuck in the word matano, then we say dvar of kayomim, it's like he meant it, Tzpateros a matano. What's going to be if Ha'omer ish ploini yirosheni b'mokrim sheyesh bas? Let's say when a father has a daughter, he has no sons, he only has a daughter, and he speaks out he wants somebody else to yashin him. And the halacha is that midiraisa a bas is supposed to yashin a father. If there are no sons, then the daughter yashins the father. What's going to be if he says biti tirosheni b'mokrim sheyesh ben? What's going to be if a father says, I want my daughter to yarshin me, in a place when also when he has a son? So layom aklum, what the father said means nothing, again, because shehishna amasha kosba Torah, he's making a tanai against what it says in the Torah, therefore it's layom aklum. Reb Yechon ben Baruch Omer, he says like this, it depends. Ima marami shiroi li Yerusha, dvar of kayamim. If he says it upon somebody that's fitting to get Yerusha, then Devarim is Kayamim. In other words, let's say he has Bonim, he has a few children, he has a few sons, and he says he wants one of the sons to yashin everything. So since the son is a Ba Yerusha, then Devarim Kayamim, the father has the right to give it all to one son. What about Vami Shein Royal Yerusha? Let's say he says it about his daughter, Vamakam, where he has a son, that the daughter doesn't have a right to yashin at all, then ain't devar of kayamim. Then his words mean nothing. The Gemara says, "Pranabicham ruki dashon zaposik," that says, "Voye biyoyim hamchilu as bonov," that mlamet shakos of shatara nitnu rishus liyav laham chalachol misha yirtza, that the father has a right to give the Torah to Yerusha to whichever one he wants, as long as he's a person like a son that has a right to get a Yerusha. Now, hakoisev es nechosav lecherim. Let's say a father writes off a present, he gives away all his nechosim to other people. Veniach es bonav, and he leaves over his children, like he doesn't give them anything. So lachor is ma'ashos wasli. What the father did is good. The father could give a matana to other people and leave over nothing for his sons. However, avol ein ruach hachomim lechemenu. The chom do not like something like this. That's not nice. But it's a get like you being like the din Yerusha Shal Torah. Maybe your eyes are such a halacha that the Torah taka wants the property of the father to go down to the son. So even though you could do this, but it's not something the chom like. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer im lo hayo bonav noigim kashura zocha latoiv. Let's say the children were not acting nicely, they were not acting kashura, then it's zocha latoiv, then it's okay. And then the father does not have to give them the presents, the Yerusha, like a present, he has the right to give the presents to somebody else before his own children.
Yeah, Mishnah Vav. If somebody says, this is my son, so Neman, we believe him. Whether it's Nageya that he should be Yerushim, or whether it's Nageya to Pater his wife from Yibum, there's such a law we believe a father to say, this is my son. Ze'ochi, let's say somebody's saying, this is my brother. Eino Neman, he's not believed that to make him a brother, that he should have a chilek in the Yerusha with the other brothers in the father's property. But v'noit lima bechelkoi, listen, you that you're admitting that he is your brother, so let's say there's another brother. So for sure we know there are two brothers here. So these two brothers would divide up the father's property 50-50. Now one brother is saying he knows that there's another brother here. So that brother has to divide up his half as if to say one third belongs to him and one third belongs to the other brother. So his half he would have to divide up. That's called v'noit lima bechelkoi, because you're admitting that he is your brother. What's going to be mace? Let's say the brothers die, then yachzru nechosim l'mkoimer. Then the money goes back to the original place. In other words, if this third brother dies, that Shimon said he's the brother, so when he dies, the property goes back to Shimon, because Shimon was the one that gave him part of his property. What's going to be nofoloi nechosim l'mokam achar? Let's say this third brother gets property either somebody else, either matana. So then the lacher is Yirshu Echavimai. The other brothers Yashim with Shimon, because Shimon admits that like this third brother done as one of the brothers. So just like Shimon takes a chelik in his Yerusha, the other brothers also have a right to take a chelik in his Yerusha. Now, Mishemes, if somebody died, the Nintzeis died to keep Kishura Yerechai, and we find the will, like a Tzavor Shchimara, that's tied around to the bed, tied around to the foot of his bed, is a razor in the klum. We say it doesn't mean anything. Since he wrote up a shtar, but he didn't give it over till we wrote it to, we don't say, we're chayshis that maybe changed his mind and not to give it. But zichu bol yachar, let's say he was mezakarit, he said to Reuven, go and be mezakar the shtar to Shimon, then bein min hayoshim, bein shayna min hayoshim, dvarav kayomim. Whether this person the father said to give it to was one of the sons that have a right to Yashin, or whether he's not one of the sons, so the father has a right to give it away to whoever he wants. That's called Mitzava Machmas Misa. He has a right to give it away to whoever he wants. Mishnah Zayin. HaKoisev Nechosev Labonov. If somebody writes his property, it should go to his sons. In other words, it's a Matnas Bari. The father is a healthy man, and he wants to give a present to his son. And unfortunately, the Mora says we're talking about where the father is going to remarry now. So he's afraid his wife may take away his property. So therefore, he wants to give away his property to his son. So Tzorach Shiyichtov, he has to write, Mehayoy Meliach Misa, that I'm giving my son the guf of the karka today, but the right to use it, the Kenyan payers that the father is still keeping, he could use it until he dies. Tivu Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein tzarach, you don't have to write the word Mehayom Liyach Misa. Since you write today's date in it, that alone is enough, like Zman is Mechicholov, that you mean to give the guf of the karka today to your son, only the peiros you keep it for yourself until you die." HaKoisev Nechosel Lebnoi Liyach HaMoisai. Somebody writes a present that the guf of the karka should go to his son after he dies. In other words, the same thing, the father wants to keep the right to use it, calls money's alive. but when he dies, the guf of the carcass should go to his son. So the halacha is, so av eini yochel limcher. The father cannot sell this property to somebody else, not even for a kinyan peris, but for name shehen ksuvun leben, because it was already written that the kinyan aguf is to the son, and the kinyan aguf, that's the main thing. And v'habein eini yochel limcher, the son also is not allowed to sell it right now, but for name shehen b'shus av, even though the kinyan aguf is to the son, but the father has the right to use it right now, he has the kinyan peris, so that stops the son, from selling it. Mocharav, let's say the father does sell it, like he has a right to sell his chusim, he has the right to use it until he dies, so until he dies it's a good sale. Mocharav ben, let's say the son sells it, and lokech bem klum machiyomasav, the one that buys it has no right to it until the father dies, because until the father dies, the father is the one that has the right to use it. Ho'av, the father, toilish, if he pulls off pears from this fields, so whatever he pulls off belongs to him. He has the right to give it to whoever he wants. And let's say whatever he leaves over that's already pulled off from the field, belongs to the Yashim, does not go to this son alone, because this son only gets the guf of the karka. But whatever's pulled off the property, that's not called part of the guf of the karka, that belongs to the father. So when the father dies, there's a regular din Yerusha on what's tolish. Now, when the father died, he left over older sons and younger sons. And he didn't write anything to give it away to his sons, so the pshat is, it's a regular din Yerusha. Now, what usually happens between older son and younger sons, for usually older ones have to spend more money for the clothing, but to feed them, you have to feed the small ones more. So it says, Halacha, Ein Hagdolim Misparnasin Alaktanim. The Gdolim, like they have no right to buy the clothing and like make the small ones pay for it. V'loy Haktanim Nizoinim Alakdolim. And the small ones have no right to say, we need Panosa, take away all the money for the Panosa. Elarada Chokim B'Shava. Whatever money they have for Yerusha, they have to divide up equally. And they both have an equal share to the money. Nosu Hagdolim. Let's say the older brothers get married, after the father died, and they took money from the Yerusha for what they need to get married. So then Yisu Aktanim. Then later, when the Ktanim get married, they also have a right to take money from the Yerusha for their chasna. But V'yimomru Haktanim, if the Ktanim say Harayonu Noisim Gederosh Nesatim Atem. But let's say when the Ktanim now want to get married after the father died, they say to the older sons, listen, when our father was alive, he paid for your chasna, so now I want to take money for the Yerusha also. Then ain't shemim lehem. Then we do not listen to the Ktanim. Because the Gedolim, they did not take the money for the chasna, but teres Yerusha. It was the father gave it to them. So if the father gave it to them, that was a matana. Now, but teres Yerusha, they have no right to take. Elamash noslam avim nosan. What the father gave the older sons, that's their luck. But now the younger sons, they have the right to take money from the Yerusha for their chasana. Mishneches, the same type of halacha, haniach bonos gedolos uktanos. Let's say when a father died, he had no children, no sons. He only had girls, and he left over older ones and younger ones. So again, ein hagedolos mespanos asal uktanos. The older ones have the right to take a lot of money now for their clothing more than the younger ones. For loy haktanos nizoinos al hagedolos, and not the younger ones could take money for their food more than the older ones. Ella rather cholkos peshava. Both of them divide up the property, the money, equally. Nosu hagdolos. Let's say after the father died, the older girls got married and took money for the Yerusha to get married. Is Yisu haktanis. The young ones also have right to take money from the Yerusha to get married. But v'yimomru haktanis. If the younger ones say, harayonu noisas kederosh nesatim atem. Listen, when we get married, we also want to take money from the Yerusha. The same way when you got married, our father gave you money, then ain't shaming him. Then we do not listen like we learned before, because what the father gave when he was alive, that was a matana. Now, it's the Yerusha, they can't take more than the older ones. Zechayma babonis mi babonim. What's a more chumra about the girls than the boys? Shehabonis nizoynis al habonim, v'yein nizoynis al habonis. That we said when there are sons and girls, so the locher is, even though the sons get the Yerusha, but the daughters have a right to get panosa from the sons. They have a right to get their panosa. But if the only leftover daughters, then we do not say the younger ones have a right to get panasa from the older ones. But rather, it's chokim b'shavah. We divide up the money equally.
Yeah, Perek Chi. Mishnah says, Mishemes, if a person dies, v'niach banim uvanos, he leaves over children, boys and girls. So bizman shenachosim rubim, if he left over a large sum of property, sahabonim yirshu, the locher is midiraisa, the boys the yarshin, and midirabonim vihabonis yizoinu, the girls have a right to get their mizoinus to get fed from the Yerusha. What's going to be though, hanachosim what? Let's say the father only left over a small amount of property. So then if the boys take it, there'll be nothing left for the girls. So then the halacha is, habonus yizonu, that the girls have a right, midirabonim, to get their panosa, to get their food from the property. But vihabonim, and the boys, they don't receive anything. But rather, yishelu ala psochim, they have to go knocking around on the doors to get money. Admon says though, Bishvil shani zocher, if sadati bakarnas soros, it's just because I'm a boy, I should lose out. In other words, in a case where there's not enough for both, so rather the boy has the right to keep his Yerusha. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, Roy ani ev divrei Admon, I also see the words of Admon, it's taka true, that why should the boys lose out? Mishneh Beis, what's going to be, Hiniach bonim uvonois v'tumtum, a father left over a boy and a girl, and a tumtum, that somebody that the Mokam Erev is covered up, we're not sure whether he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. So, Bizman, Shanechosim, Rubim, it's father left over a lot of property. Saz Chorim, the boys that Yashin, Deichim, Oitzai, Eitzelan, Nekevas, they have a right to push away this Tumtum to say, who says you're a Zohar? Maybe you're a Nekeva. So they could push him that he doesn't receive a Yerush in the property. What about Hanechosim, what? And let's say the property is a small amount, that the Nekevas take it. Then Hanekevas doiches oisei etzlas harem. The girls have a right to push off this tumtum to say maybe you're a zocher and you don't receive anything. What's going to be ha'omer if a father says im telet ishti zocher, if my wife gives birth to a zocher, to a son, yito mona, then I'll give her $100, or else I give the kid $100. So yold the zocher, if he gives birth to a zocher, noito mona, the kid has a right to receive $100. Nikevo Masayim, let's say he says my wife gives birth to a girl, I'll give the girl $200. So yold the Nikeva, if the wife gives birth to a girl, Natelos Masayim, she has a right to get $200. Let's say he speaks out in Zocher Mono Nikeva Masayim, if it's a boy it's $100, if it's a girl it's $200. The yold the zocher on a kever, and he gives birth either to a zocher or a kever. So that's the halacha that has zocher noita mona. The zocher, the boy, has a right to receive 100. If he has a kever, the telos messiah, and the girl receives 200. What's going to be yolda tumtum? He gives birth to a person that's a doubt whether he's a zocher or a kever. The mokum erev is covered up. The halacha is ain't a noita. He doesn't receive anything, the kid, because it's not called a zocher or a kever. What's going to be though when mom of the father says, Kol Masha Telad Ishti, no matter what my wife gives birth to, as long as she gives birth Yitol, that child should take something, then Hareza Yitol, even though it's a tumtum, he could also take. If he main Shem Yerush Elohu, if he's the only son they have, Yerush Esakel, then he has a right to Yashin everything, Mamonashach. Whether he's a Zoch or a Nekeva, he could Yashin everything. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel, Haniach Bonim Gedolim Uketanim. Father was Nifter, and he left over older sons and younger sons. And they're supposed to Yashin equally. Now, before they separated, what's going to be before they divided up the property? Hishbichu HaGedolim Esanachosim. The older ones went down and plowed and planted in the property. So the locker is Hishbichu Liemtza. The profit goes to both, it goes to the Ketanim also. Because they went to work on the property that belongs to both of them. What's going to be though, Im Omru, let's say they said clearly, the Gedolim said, Ru, Mashaniach Lonu Abba, look what our father left over for us. In other words, we're doing it for ourselves. Harayanu Oysim V'yichlu, we want to work now and we'll receive the profit ourselves, as if to say, like, if you don't want to divide up, but we're going to work on the property for ourselves, then Hishbichu Liatzmon, if they make profit, they have right to keep it for themselves. For chen, the same type of halach applies, a isha, where a wife, where a husband died, sheshbichas nechosim, where she receives a nechosim to live on, to get a panosa from, and she goes and she plants on it and makes a profit. In sheshbichas liemtza, the profit goes to the house, goes to the kids also.
What's going to be there when Marmor, if she speaks that clearly, Ruma Shaniach Li Baili, look what my husband left over for me, and Hare Ani Oisav Yechilas, I'm doing it for myself, that I should be able to have more profit, then the Locher is Ishbichali Atzma, the profit she makes, keeps for herself. And the Gemara says there's a special akimti in a case where the wife yashins with the kids equally. Therefore, she has an equal portion. So, in Estamas Liyemtsav, if she speaks out clearly, then we say it's Liyatzma. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Ho'achin ha'shutfin shenof alechem mihem liyumnus. Brothers that were shutfim, in other words, the father died, they received the Yerusha, and they were like dividing the Yerusha equally. They were living together. And now one of them fell umnus, that means received like a public, like a government job. So the locher is nofali imtza. The pay that he get goes back to the whole house. In other words, we say like the government knows they take one person from the house. So the person, when he works and has this good job and gets this good pay, he goes back to everybody. What about cholo v'nisrapin? Nisrapin mishalatzmai. Let's say he became sick, one of the brothers, and he had to heal himself. So nisrapin mishalatzmai has to pay for himself. He has to pay his own doctor bills. Ho'achin shosu mitzosu and shushvinus b'chayi yoav. Let's say brothers that became shosu mitzosu and some of them were shushvinus. That's like the best man by a chasna. That you go to somebody as a chasna and you make him happy there and you buy him presents. And usually it's like a tenaya condition that he'll do the same thing back to you. So chosu shushvinus, let's say now, when you get married, so they bring you back presents, is chosro liyemtza, you should know the presents go back to the whole house, is like betfusas abayis. Shashashvinus nigves bebezdin, because this halacha is even, it's a tanai that you can collect it even in bezdin. Like we said, if you go to your friend to be the best man there by his chasna, so now when you get married, it's like a chayv, he has to come back to you. So therefore, since it has to come back, it comes back miyemtza. Since the money was taken from the Yerusha, now when it comes back, it also comes back to the Yerusha. Avol ha-shaleich l'chaveiro kad yayin v'kad shemen, and stam somebody friends sends to his friend a pitcher of wine or a pitcher of oil, einam nigvus v'bezdin, that you do not collect in bezdin. Mifnei shein gemilas chasodim, stam you're doing your friend a favor? It's not like shushvinus. Shushvinus is like a tenai condition that I'll go to your chasna and make you happy and pay money for you if you do the same thing back for me. But over here, stam, if I give you a barrel of wine, that's like gemilas chasodim. I have no right to be teveya. Tei should give it back. Now, Mishnehei, hashaleach siv loynos lebeis chomif. If somebody sends presents to his kala, when she's still by her father's house, those was man hamishnah used to make kedushin now. And then the kala would still live by her father's house until later, a few months from now, they made nesuyin. See, after the kedusha, now the husband sends his wife presents by her father's house. So sholoch sham meyamono, if he sent her $100 worth of presents, for yochas sham sudas chosin, and when the chosin was there, he ate already a suda there. Afilu b'dinner, even though what he ate was only worth a suda of a dinner, alochur is einam nigvim. He can't collect it back, even if something goes wrong. They do not make the nesuyin, still he cannot get the money back from his kala. Since he ate there, it's a svar for sure, he was meichel the rest of the money for her. What about le'ochel sham sudas chosn, they not eat there? Then the locher is harei elu nigvim. Then if something goes wrong, so the chosn has a right to ask for it back. What about sholach sivloinois merubim? Let's say he sends her a big present, more than normal. Then the locher is sheyachzur imo lebeis baila. That, you know, like she's going to bring it back, like normal, you gave it to her so much. Not that she should use it all up now by her father's house, but after the nisuyin, she should bring it back to you. So in such cases, if something goes wrong that you did not marry her, then for sure, harei elu nigvin, you have a right to receive them back. What about sevloinus muatin? Let's say you only give her a small present. Shetishtamish bem veisovia, that she namal should use it up now when she's still by her father's house. Then ein nigvin. Then if something goes wrong that you did not make the nesuyin, you have no right to get it back. Because like a tanan, like you gave it to her, she should keep it. Like you don't expect to get it back. You don't expect it to have it around when you have the nesuyin. Mishnevov. Shchiv mirah shekosav kol nechosav liacherim.
The person is very sick, almost about to die. He writes away a present. He gives away all his nechosim to somebody else. But v'shiyah kaka kolshu, he lives over a little bit for himself. So he said the locker is matnosa kayemis. It's called a good matana now. And even if he gets well, he can't retract. Because since he left over some for himself, we do not say he only gave this present because he thought he was going to die. But what's going to be loishir kaka kolshu? Let's say he does not leave over any kaka for himself, that he gave everything away. Then we say ein matnosa kayemis, that let's say he becomes well again, he gets up from a sickness, he has a right to say, I only meant to give it away because I thought I was going to die. But now that I'm well, I want it back. That's called ein matnosa mat kayemis. All right, turn over. Now, what's going to be like Kosov bo shchivmera? He did not write in the present that he gave away that he was a shchivmera. Now, who I'm the person that gives it away? Who I'm a shchivmera hoya? Listen, I was a shchivmera at the time when I wrote this present to give everything away to you, and therefore now that I'm well, I want to retract. I want it back. Feheino imrim, the people that received the present say no, bori hoya. What are you talking about? You were healthy at the time when you gave it to us, and you have no right to get it back. So locher is tzorach lohavi raya shoy shchimira. Tivur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the nisein, he has to bring a proof that he was a shchimira at the time when he gave the present, because right now he seems to be a healthy present. So since he seems to be a healthy person, so since he's healthy now, we say most probably that's the way he was also when he gave the present. V'chacham say no. The klal is hamoitzim mecharere olav araya. If you want to collect and take away something from your friend, since the noisein has a cheskes morikama, he was in the karka before, he has a right to keep the karka. Therefore, the people that want to receive the present, they have to bring a proof that he was a bori at the time when he made the present. Mishnah Zayin, hamechalek nechosov alpiv. If a person is dividing up his property now, like he's making that savoy, he's making like a will. Now, and he's doing it by mouth, like he's saying, I want this property to go to this son, this property to this son. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Echad Bori V'Echad Mesukin, whether the father right now is healthy, whether the father is sick, Nechosim Shesh Lamachrayas, Nechosim like Karka, property that has Achrayas on it, Nikdin, you have to make a kinyan, Bekestad of Vishtar of Achazoka. V'shein lemachrayis, let's say regular metalta, movable things that don't have a chrayis on them, ain't them nicknamed elav b'mashicha. There's no matnas bori, there's no matnas shchimera here. You have to make a kinyan, and the kinyan has to be a normal kinyan, either a kinyan of a karka or a kinyan of a metalta b'mashicha. Omrula, they said back to him that ma'isa b'imon shel b'nei reichel. Once happened a story with the mother of these children of b'nei reichel. Shreis achel, she was sick. V'yomrin, she said, Tenu kivinosi labiti. I want you to give this special kivinosi to my daughter. Some say it was a minsif, type of a kerchief. V'ibishtein masamon, it was worth $12. V'omeisa, and the mother died. V'ikimu estavareh, they were mekayim what she said. Because even though she did not make a kinyan, still mashma, the devorim alone, what she said, is called enough. It's a kinyan. Omar lehem, so Rav Leza said back to them, B'nei Reichel tekabra mimam. Don't bring me any proof from B'nei Reichel that there the children were Rishoyim and really the mother should have buried them. So you can't bring me Raya from them. The Chom said like this, that B'Shabbos Dvar of Kayomim. If a Shchimera says he wants to give away a present on Shabbos, so then there's a Takono that even without a Kinyan, since you can't make Kinyan on Shabbos, what is deeper alone is enough. Because you're not allowed to write down or make a Kinyan on Shabbos. But in the middle of the weekday, when you are allowed to make a kinyan, then even by shchimera yolds, it doesn't help his dibur b'yalma, just his words, but they have to make a kinyan. Rabbi Yeshua says no. The Shabbos Amru, to our bottom will make that even by Shabbos, the dibur just with the words alone is enough. Kal v'chayim b'chayil, for sure, there's enough b'chayil also. Just if the shchimera says he wants to give away all his property, that's a good kinyan. For Yitzboy, the same type of a thing, we also find that Zochin Lakotin, you have a right to be Mizaka for a Kotin. But V'yein Zochin Lagodol, you can't be Mizaka something for a Godol, since he can make the Kinyan himself, let him make it himself. Yavishu Aymano, The cotton armor, if it was said that a godel could make a kinyan for a cotton, for sure, then you could be mezaka for a godel. Since the godel could do the kinyan for himself, for sure, we could also do it for him.
Mishneh Ches.
Nofal habayis olov v'yaloviv. If a house came down on, let's say, Reuven, and on Yaakov, his father, and they both died. The question is, though, who died first, that which one ended up with Yerusha? Or else, oy olav yamarishav, it died upon Yekroivim, oy olav yamarishav, shoyorsham b'moysam. They had two brothers, let's say, going Reuven and Shimon, his brother, that they both don't have children, so one would yarshan the other one. And now the house came down on both of them. Voice olav ksubas isha balchayv. There was a question that on Reuven, he owed, let's say, his wife a ksuba, and he also owed people money, and he did not leave over any nechasim for them to collect it from. Or he didn't leave any money for his namona. Now the question is, who died first? Did Reuven die first that Shimon yashins Reuven? Or did Shimon die first, or Yaakov die first, that Reuven has a right to yashin? And therefore the Baal Chayv and Isha could collect the ksuba. So, Yorsha Yav, the Yorshim of Yaakov, the father, say, Oimrim HaBen Meis Rishon, that Reuven died first. V'yachakach Meisav, and then the father died, so therefore the Baal Chayv is having the right to collect the money. But Baal Chayv, Oimrim, the Baal Chayv, that want to collect the money from Reuven, say no. Ho'av Meis Rishon, first the father died, Yaakov. V'yachakach Meis HaBen, and then Reuven died. So it comes out that Reuven yashined his father, therefore we have a right to collect the money, because Reuven owed us money. So who do we believe? What do we say here? Beisharma yomim yachloiku. Beisharma said there's a regular moment of mota besofik. Hadadin is yasei yachloiku. Lish tevar dapif. Beisil said no. Nechosim becheskosim. The nechosim remains becheskos where they were before. Farshim said it means becheskos yorshayav. It lies by the father. Shrehem yorshim vaday. Because they're a vada yorish. Mashenkin the Baal Chayv that comes because of them, he's a Safik Yerush. We don't see the Baal Chayv to be here yet. So therefore, since the property before was by the father, we say it still remains by the Yorshei Ho'av. That's called the Chosim Becheskosim.
Mishneh Tes. What's going to be? Nofal Habayis Olav Yalishtoi. The house caves in upon him and his wife, and they have no children. He had no children.
So it's a question, who Yashin's here? So Yorshei HaBalayimrim, the Yorshim of the husband say, Hoyisha Mesa Rishayna, first his wife died, and the husband Yashin's his wife. V'yachakach Mesa Bal, and then the husband died, so those Yorshim take the property. But Yorshei Yishayimrim, the Yorshim of the wife say no, that HaBal Mesa Rishayna, the husband died first. And since there was no Yorshim there, the wife has a right to collect? Because in the case where she was also a Yerush, so the question is, who do we believe here? So Rishayim Yabal Meis Rishon V'Yachakach Meis Isha. So Beisham Yemim Again Yachleiku. There's a regular moment of Hamota Besofik that we say they divided equally. Beisil Leim Beisil says no. Again Nechosin Becheskosin. The Nechosin is Becheskosin. That means the Nichsei Tzernu Barzel that come into the husband, he has a right to keep and hold on to it. That remains by the husband. Ksuba becheskas Yorshei HaBaal. The money for the ksuba, that's becheskas HaBaal, because he's a muchzik in it. But nechosim ha-nechnosim ha-yotz mimo, the nichsei milug, they're coming to go out with her, that's becheskas Yorshei HaBaal. That remains becheskas Yorshei HaBaal. That means kolema Yorshei Isha mimishpachas aviha. That remains taken by the Isha. Since that was becheskas to be her, she still has a right to keep it. Her Yorshim keep it. Mishneh Yud. What's going to be Nofal Abayis Olav V'Yalimoi? The house caved in upon him and upon his mother. And he had no children. And we don't know which one died first. Did the son die first or the mother died first? Is Elu V'Elu Moedim here? Everybody agree. Yachleiku. That the Yorshim of the mother and the Yorshim of the son, they both agree because nobody here was a Muchzakim more than the other. Omer Rabbi Kiva says no. Moedani v'zesh anechosin v'cheskosin. Here I say no, that the property still stays v'cheskosin. And it stays, it says v'cheskos Yorshim, because she had it before. Omer Ben Azza says back to Rabbi Kiva, alachaluk yemonu mitzdarim. spared enough before when they argue, we don't understand them. But now here in this case that they say they don't argue, you want to come and say they argue, even in this case here, where we said before that they don't argue, that everybody says chokin, in other words, he holds that we say chokin. However, the Maisa, Kopon of the Loch here is, like Rabbi Akiva, that still we say Nechosim Mecheskoson, Nechosim remains by the Yorshei Ha'im. Stays by her. Adkan Perak Chi. Now we'll start Perak Asiri.
Now Mishnah says, get Poshut, a normal get, a normal shtar. This can be either a get Isha or a regular shtar. That's written normally, Poshut straight out. It's Eid of Mitoicha, the Eidim sign at the bottom, after you finish writing the shtar, inside the shtar. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Umakushar, a type of a shtar that's like folded over, and you tie it down, you sew it down after each line that you write. And such a type of a shtar is Eid of Miachuruf, the Eidim sign on the back, the Eidim sign on the back of the shtar. Means in between one kesher and the next kesher, that's where they sign, and it's in between the folds. And the reason why they have such a star like this, the Gemara explains, because by a kohen, sometimes we're afraid he'll get angry and want to give his wife a get, and if it goes too easy, later on he'll regret, and he can't remarry her. So therefore, they're giving him a hard time that when he writes a get, it has to be a get mekusher. It means they write one line and they have to fold it over and sew it down. Then the Eidim sign in between. And then they write another line, again fold it over, sew it down. So it takes a long time. So in between, maybe the Kohen will change his mind and decide not to give his wife a get. So in such a case of a mekusher, Eidov Mechuruv, the Eidim has to sign on the back. Now, Poshet Shekosu Eidov Mechuruv, let's say you have a regular get that was supposed to be written normally, the Eidim sign on the back of the shtar, or also Mekusher, a get that was supposed to be folded over, Shekosu Eidov Mitoicha, that the Eidim signed inside the shtar, Shneim Psulim. Both of them is Psulim. You did not make the shtar according to the Tikkun Chachamim, the shtar is possible. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Mekusher Shekosu Eidov Mitoicha Kosher. He argues and says, no, if you have a shtar Mekusher, that the Eidim signed inside it, still is kosher. You know why? Because you could like untie the thread, sew it, and therefore the get could open up and be a get poshut, and you'll see the Eidim inside it. So therefore it's kosher. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hakil Kiminik Hamadina. Everything goes after the minig, it depends how the minig is when they write the shtaris. The Gemara says, Nafkiminir is if you go into a cipher and tell him to write a shtar, depending upon what the minig hamakim is, he has to do. If the minig is to write a get poshut, he has to write a get poshut. If the minig is to write a get mekusher, he has to write a get mekusher. And the Gemara says, the Gemara explains, the machlokes is in a case where in that mokum, the shtaros were written both ways. It was a minig to write both a get poshut and a get mekusher. And you went to the cipher and you told him to write a poshut. And he went in instead and wrote a mekusher. So in such a case, the Shimon Gamliel holds that you're not makbid, and therefore the shtar is kosher. The Chachamim say, no, you're makbid, and the shtar is possum. Mishnah Beis, get poshut, instead of regular get, Eidov b'shnayim. You have to have two Eidim signing inside the shtar. U'makusher b'shloisha, but this get that's folded over, you have to have at least three Eidim signing on it. That's the Tikkun Chachamim. Now, poshut shekosov by Eidechad, you have a regular shtar, there's only one Eidechad signed in it. Or else, Makusha Shkosa by Shneidim, Shneim Sulim, that's possible, it's not Ketikun of the Shtars. Kosav by Zuzin Meyo, the Inun Silenesen. Somebody says in a Shtar, like, I owe you money, and he writes down Zuzin more like 100 Zuzin, then he says that they are only Sloyim Esrim, they're only 20. Now, usually 100 Zuz is 25 Sloyim. So they go boss to the ratio, he says Zuzin Meyo, it means 25 Sloyim. But he ends off and says, clearly no, I'm only giving you Din and Sil and Essen, they're only 20. So what do you go boss at the beginning of the Lashon or the end of the Lashon? So the Mishnah says, Ein Lo'yel Essen, you only have a right to collect 20, what it says at the end. What about the opposite? Zuzin Meyo, Din and Tlosin Sloyim. I tell you, I'm lending you 100 Zuz, which we know that should be 25 Sloyim, but he ends off to say, I'm giving you 30 Sloyim. So Ein Lo'yel Amona, here we go boss of the ratio, you only have a right to collect the Mona. In other words, Yad Balashtar La Tachtoin, when you come to collect the money, you could only collect the least of the two Lashonis. What about Ksav Zuzin Dinun? I write down, I'm giving you Kesav, silver, which are Venimchak.
doesn't say how many silver coins I'm giving you. The Lacha is ein pochus mishnayim. We have at least the right to collect at least two silver coins. Because it's just a lashon kesef zuzin, that means at least two. What about kesef sloyin dinin? He's saying kesef silver sloyin that they are. Benimchak, you don't say how many they are, how many silver sloyim you're giving over. So again, in pochus mishnayim, you have a right to collect at least two. Darkonios dinan, so I'm selling you, I'm giving you these type of coins, darkonios, that's your right in the shtar. That was a type of a golden matbeya, and it was erased how many of them? Again, in Pachas Mishnaim, he has a right to collect at least two of them. Kosov, by what about it's written in the shtar, melmala mona, on top it's written 100, or melmato masayim, on the bottom it's written, I owe you $200. Or else the opposite, melmala, on top of the shtar it's written masayim, $200, or melmato mona, on the bottom of the shtar it's only written, I owe you $100. So what do you go, Bosa? Hakolo l'chach ratachton. Here we go after what's written on the bottom of the star. That's the main part of the star. So therefore, what it says there, we listen to. In Cain, if so, you can ask the question, lo makosin eselyon, how come he wrote the top part of the star? Shim tinchuk ois achas min atachton, yumid min elyon. Just lo yifsu in the case that some part of the bottom is missing, then you can learn out from the top. That's why sometimes they're right on top also. But the main part of the star is the bottom part, and therefore, if the top says one way and the bottom says another way, you go after what it says on the bottom. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Kaisven getli ish apa pish and ish dimoy. If a man comes to a seifa and says, I want you to write a get for me, I want to be able to give it to my wife, even though the wife is not here, it's okay. As long as the baal gave over the tzibui ha-baal, the seifa could write the get. Fi hashevel isha, the same thing, the seifa is allowed to write a receipt for a wife, as if she says she received the ksuba. Apa pish and baal ima, even though the husband is not there. Because she's a dasa meschayiv, she can make up the shtar. As long as Bezdin has to realize, they know, they recognize, this is the husband, this is the man. This is the wife. Now, the husband, he has to pay for the ksuba. And the same thing for the shaver also, for the receipt, the husband has to pay for. Person wants to borrow money, even though the malva is not here yet, the loiva can go to the seif and say, please write me up a shtar that I'm going to borrow $100 from Shimon. But the ain case for the malva, but we do not write a shtar for the malva to say that you lent the money, unless the loiva is there, because otherwise we're afraid you'll collect the money. By shtar milva, who has to pay for it? The loiva, the one that's borrowing the money, he's the one that has to pay for the shtar. Somebody wants to sell his house, he could go to the seif and write up a shtar for himself, even though he doesn't have a buyer yet. But we do not write up a shtar for the buyer, unless the meicher, the seller, is there. And the shtar mecher, when you're buying something, who has to pay for the seif, who has to pay for the shtar? The buyer, the lakeach, he has to pay for the shtar. Mishnah Dalet. Ein kais fin shtari erison v'nesuyin ele midash neim. You're not allowed to write up a shtar erison unless both are agreed to it. Now exactly what is a shtar erison? So the Farshim say it means here a shtar tenoyim. That the shtar tenoyim they make up a shasta chasna exactly how much money the chasin's father is going to give and how much money the kala is going to give. Because nesuyin means shtar, nesuyin and a shtar ksuba, that's a shtar ksuba or the presence. So you only write up these things, this chayvus of how much money they're going to give. Midash ne'im means the das of the father of the chosin and the father of the kala. But the chosin, he has to pay the sefer, he has to pay the money for these type of shtaros. Ein kais fin shtari arisas for kablonas ele midash ne'im. You want to become an oris, take over somebody's property and work there and get a percentage in the crop. Rest for kablonos, you mekabel for a certain amount. Ele midash neim, unless both the owner and the worker is there. Via mekabel noisin schar, the worker is taken over, he has to pay for the schar. He has to pay for the price of writing up the shtar. Ein kais fin shtar birurim, for chol maise bezn ele midash neim. Like when two people go to Bezdin to say over their tainis, and Bezdin write down their tainis, write down the complaints, that's called shtar birurim. That Shabbala Yadin, Birulahem, Dayon and Pliny, or else some say the Shtar Brewer means that which Dayonim you're makabel upon yourself to use.
And b'kitzo b'chol ma'ase bezdin, anything that has to do with the bezdin, any type of a shtar that has to do with the bezdin, you only write it down midash neim if both tzedodim, both sides agree on it. And ushneim lo yistin schar, both of them, whoever comes to the din Torah, both of them have to pay for the shtar. Hashem ben Gamliel aymer shneim kaisvin shneim. When the Bezdin goes to write down the Shtarim, the Berurim, the Tainis, so it's not the Pshat Bezdin writes one Shtar and gives it to both of them, but rather each one gets a copy of his Tainis, because he does not want the other one also to hold on to his Tainis, he should review them. So therefore, there are like two different Shtarim written up, one for this Tain, one for that Tain. Mishnehei, Misha Para Miksas Chayvei. Let's say a Malva has a Shtar that Reuven owes him $1,000. And Reuven now pays him up $500. He pays up here for the chayv. So what do they do with the shtar now? So they make up that, not that the malva should hold on to the shtar, because then they'll collect another $1,000. But they put it by a third person. Let somebody else hold on to it. The loiva says like this, listen. If I did not pay you back the next $500 within the next week, which any day they make up, then tein lo shtaroi. So the loiva gives the permission to this third person that's holding on the shtar to give the shtar back to the malva, as if to say the malva will be able to collect then another $1,000. Hegiyas man v'lo nosa. Now what's going to happen if it comes that week, the end of the week, and the loiva still does not pay up? So do we listen to the loiva that he told the shlish to give it back to the malva or not? In other words, this is called like an asmachta. He just said words, he didn't make any kinyan. Do we say he really meant it or not? So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yosi Yoma Yitin. Yes, he holds the smachtas kanya. He meant it. Rabbi Yudu Yoma Lo Yitin. No, you don't give it. It's an asmachtas like kanya, and therefore you do not have to give the shtar. He never really meant it. He didn't make a kinyan. Therefore, it's like kana. Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Nimchak Shtar Chayvei. Let's say somebody had a shtar chayv, a malva had a shtar that Reuven owes him $1,000, and it got lost. It got erased. The shtar got erased. So he can't prove it now. But he has Edim that knows that he had the shtar. So midin all of Edim, he could have Edim that know they saw the shtar. Ulbo lifnei Bezdin, they come in front of Bezdin. V'yosim lakim, and Bezdin will make a kiyum on this type of the second shtar that they write up. And what do they write? This is the kiyum they write. That ish ploini ben ploini nimchat shtari. This malva had his shtar erased. V'yom ploini this day. Or ploini, you ploini Edim. And these are the Edim that signed on the shtar. And they know that this was a good shtar, so that's the way Bezdin writes up another shtar. What's going to be Misha Par Mixas Chayvei? Somebody paid up here for his chayv. What do we do? That the Malva has a shtar that Reuven owes him $1,000, and Reuven paid up $500. What should we do now? We have Yuduay Meyachlef. We have to change around the shtar. So have to say, make up a new shtar. Write over a new shtar now that I only owe you $500. We have Yestiyay Meno Yichtav Shayver. What we do is, we don't write up a new shtar, just we give the loiver a receipt that he paid up $500. Omer Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, Nimsa zet sarach lios shemesh shayvroi menak varim. Like it's very hard for the loiver to have to watch the receipt from the mice. Like if he loses the receipt, the malva will go and collect again $1,000. So if Rav Yudah says it's better to rip up the shtar and make up a new shtar. Omer Rav Yudah says back, kach yofalei, it's very good this way. For lo yura koicha shalzeh, and not to make it bad for the malva. And the Gemara Darshan is a pasuk of Eved. The loiver is called an ish Eved Lamalva. That the loiver is an Eved to the Malva, so we have to make something good for the Malva, even though it's hard for the loiver. Mishneh Zayin. Mishneh Zayin. Shnei Achin, you have two brothers. Echad Oni v'Echad Osher. One was poor and one is rich. Now, v'niach lem avien merchat tzebei sabad. The father left over Yerusha, left over a bath house, and an olive press. So it depends. Asoyin l'schar, if before when the father was alive, it was like rented out and he was making money on it, people were paying him rent. If so, aschar liemsa. After the father died, they have to leave it the same way. And they divide the rent between the two of them, between the brothers, that one's rich and one's poor. What's going to be though, asoyin liyatzman? When the father was alive, he used it for himself, he used the merchats for himself, or the olive press, he had his own olives. So now, the rich brother has a right to say to the poor one, Kachla, listen, I don't want to sell. In other words, the poor man that doesn't have any use for the merchats and doesn't have alas to press, he would like to sell it and use the money. The rich one wants to still keep it. He has what to use.
So the rich brother has a right to say to the poor brother, listen, go get yourself some slaves, and let them use for you, let them wash for yourself in the merchats. Or else, go buy yourself some olives, or buy the asim and go use them, press them in the olive press. In other words, the rich brother has a right to still keep it the same way it was before. And it'll come out that the rich one will be using and having enjoyment from it, and the poor one will have no use from it. What's going to be Shnayim Shoyi Birachas? Two people that were in the same city. Shem Echod Yosef ben Shimon, v'shem Achar Yosef ben Shimon. Two people in the same city had the same name, they're both Yosef ben Shimon. So the Lachar is, Ein Yecholim Lohitzi Shtar Chayv Zeh Alzeh. One of them cannot come with a shtar saying to the other one, you owe me money. Because one could say back to him, listen, it wasn't me that owed you money, it was you that owed me money, and the shtar fell from me. So therefore, neither of them could prove it, therefore neither of them could be a malva to collect from the other one. And the same thing, a third person cannot come to collect money from one of these two people. Because either one of them always have a right to say, it wasn't me that lent the money, it was the other one that lent the money, go to him. Unless one of them is Maida. But if they're not Maida, a shtar would not help to take money out from either one of them. What's going to be Nimtza Liyechad Ben Shtaraisa? Somebody found between his own shtaras. That shtaras Shayesa Mechim Aprua. Like a malva, a third person has shtaras, that he lent money to Yosef ben Shimon. And between one of them it says that the shtar was paid up, Aprua. One time Yosef ben Shimon paid up. The lacher is shtarash name pruim. Even though he has shtar from both of them, he lent money from both of them, but now he can't collect from either one of them. Because whichever one he goes to, that one has a right to say, listen, you have a receipt that I paid you up, it was me that paid you up. So Kate said, Yasu, what should we do? In a case when you have these two people in the city with the same names and somebody wants to lend money one to the other, what should they do? So the answer is Yishaleshu. Put a third name, put the grandfather's name down also. Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. They both have the same grandfather's name. Yichtavu Simon. Then put a Simon if one is tall, one is small, one is fat, one is skinny. What about Vimhoyum Simonim? They both looked alike. Yichtavu Kain. If one was a Kain, let him write a Kain. So the kids said, if they're both Kanin, the answer is to go back. Your grandfather, great grandfather, great 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 grandfather told us some Shinui, and then we'll be able to know clearly which one you took the money from. Somebody said to his son, listen, shtar ben shtarais aprua. One of my shtaras that I have was paid up. I don't know which one. So shtaras kolos pruim. The son now has no right to collect the father's chayvos. Because since the father told him before he died that one of them was paid up, we don't know which one, therefore we have to be afraid any one you got to collect, that's the one that was paid up. But let's say you have that your father lent to one person two different times, two different shtaras. And so for sure, one of these shtaras he still owes. At most, one was paid up. So, Hagodah Perua, they're caught in a Perua. You can only collect the smaller chayv, not the bigger one. The bigger one, he has a right to say, I paid you up. Hamavas Chavera de Orev. Somebody lends money to his friend because there's an Orev, there's a third person that guarantees he'll pay back. So, Lachar is Lo Yiparim and Orev. You're not allowed to go and collect the money from the Orev first, but rather you have to go first to the Leiva. If he can't pay, then you go to the guarantee. If your mama, what's going to be if the Malva made up? I'll make a first Tanai. I want to be able to collect either one of the two. Then you pour him an Orev. Then he has a right to go straight to the guarantee first. If the Leiva owns property, then Ben Kachel, you pour him an Orev. Then the Malva has no right to go to the guarantee. He has to go to the Leiva first. If somebody comes an Orev, a guarantee for his wife, for the Ksuba, the husband says, like, I have a guarantee for your Baal Megarish, the Baal is giving a get. You have to make sure that the husband is not making a trick here, like just to give his wife a get in order that you'll pay the Ksuba. So you have to make sure, Neitzah Tevri is the Baal should make a neder, he won't have any German from his wife. So he can't remarry you, because otherwise we're afraid, Shema Yasa Kanunya, maybe they'll make a trick between the husband and the wife. In other words, when the husband got married, he had somebody to guarantee that he can pay the ksuba, that person will pay the ksuba. So now they're both poor, the wife and the husband, so they'll make up a trick that the husband will give his wife a get, and she'll come to collect the ksuba. He has no money, so she'll collect the money from the third person, and then they'll remarry. So in order to stop that, the Eitzer is that the third person should always make sure that the husband makes like a neder, he will not remarry his wife.
Mishnah Ches. Hamal v'schaver b'shtar. Somebody lends money to his friend in a shtar. He writes down in a shtar. Lachar is given in a chosam mishibodim. Later, even if the later doesn't have money, but he sold his property, you have right to take away that sold property. He could take from mishibodim. I the edim. Let's say the havah was just given over in front of two edim, not written down in the shtar. Then given in a chosam b'necher. You're going to take away property the later has, but not from mishibodim. Let's say somebody has an IOU, shuchayla, that I have an IOU that you owe me money. You can only collect from Bnei Chorin his property he has, but not from property that he sold. Or of Hayyitzilachachitim Shtaros. You have a star that was a Malvin Aloiva, and after the Adam son on the star, then the Or of the guarantee wrote down his name. So Locher is Gavim Nechosim Lecherin. It's not considered like an Orev in the star, so if you collect money from the Orev, you can only take from his Bnei Chorin, not from Mishabodin. Since his name was written after the Eidim, Ma'isa Balafnei Rabbi Shmuel, the Yomar, Gavim Nechosim Lecherin, the same thing. You can only collect from Bnei Chorin from the Orev. Omele Ben Enes, Ain't a Gavim Nechosim Mishabodin Lechosim Lecherin. He says no, you can't collect from either one of them. In other words, since this Orev was after the loan, there's no Hischaivus. He's not Mechayiv himself at all. Omaloi, Loma, why? Omaloi, he explains like this. What's going to be Harei Achonik Etzecha B'Shuk? If a Malv is like choking the loiv in the street, somebody comes along and the Omaloi tells the Malv, listen, Hanukkah, leave him alone, and I'll pay you back, Potter. So we say he's Potter, he didn't really mean it. Shloya Amonosel Beyev, he didn't lend money because of you. Just, you're saying it now to save the guy's life. Ela Rade, Ezeu Oro Shuchayev, where's the other? Chayev Halveyev Anoyslav, Bishas Halvoy says, I'll give the money. Chayev Shechein Amonosel Beyev, he only lent the money because of you. Om Rabbi Shmuel, right, so Shiachim, someone wants to come smart. Yasim Badin Amomnis. Shein Luchom Mikzoy Batera Godem Ehen. Shein Kemayin Hanoyv is like a well that gives off. You want to know Dilni Momnis, be Mishamish Shimon Ben Yenas. All right, we'll stop here.